Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bambi Schrader from Iowa KidsNet about the foster care program.
What is the current need for foster care parents in Iowa?
Well, there is a great need across the state. A couple of statistics that I have for your part of the service area is more than 545 children were referred into foster care last year, but we only had 441 foster homes in that service area like I was talking about. So what that means is we have kids that wait in shelters or treatment facilities much longer. We might be putting multiple kids into foster homes when maybe they should have only had two and now they have four. They might be staying with relatives longer than they should have, that kind of stuff. So Linn County in itself had 226 children and we only have 164 foster families, and then Wapello County had 8 teens but we only had 3 families willing to take teens. So that's some of the stats just for, you know, that part of the service area.
Have the numbers for those who are providing foster care homes, has that been increasing over time, or have you guys been seeing a decrease?
We've been seeing a decrease, and sometimes it's for the right reasons, because foster families may end up adopting the children in their home if reunification efforts are not successful. And so the next natural or best option for the child is probably to be adopted by their foster parents. When what that happens is when a family adopts, then their plates are full, they're dealing with behaviors and some other issues, so they may have to decide to no longer offer foster care. So we've definitely been seeing a decrease in foster families, but unfortunately our numbers of children coming into the foster care system hasn't decreased, and in fact has probably increased over the last couple of years, thus causing us a deficit of the number of homes we have.
Is there any like misconceptions with foster care that Iowa KidsNet is trying to educate those otherwise on, for those who possibly misunderstand how foster care works?
Yeah, I think the first conception is who can do foster care and adoption through the state of Iowa. I think you have families that, you know, have maybe inquired to private adoptions or international and found out that they didn't qualify for whatever reason. Not that we have less or not as intense standards, but we just have different qualifications. So you can be married or single, you can be widowed or divorced, you can be a same-sex family, you can be, like I said, a single family. We ask that people are financially stable, but you don't have to have a vast income. We look at the amount of space in the home for additional children as well as the time availability, that kind of stuff. So I really think if people just stepped up and took a chance, made the call, that they would find out that they qualify. And then also we have a lot of people that think that these kids are in care because of their behaviors, and that is just absolutely 100% not true. I would say 95% of the kids are there because of issues or parental choices. And it's very little to do with the reason that the kids are in care. But because of those things, the kids do have behaviors because they're still working through issues and trying to, you know, work through trauma and grief and loss.
Could you break down the process or the timeline for those who apply to become a foster care parent? How does that work out?
We usually say it's about a 4 to 6 month process from initial call, which would be a person could go onto the Iowa KidsNet website, which is www.iowakidsnet.com, or they can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-243-0756. They make an initial inquiry, and then they're contacted by a Iowa KidsNet specialist that will get them signed up for what's called an information session. And it's just that they can come and ask questions. They can talk about, you know, those myths and kind of, you know, dispel some of those. If they're ready at that time, we would have them fill out applications for both foster care and adoption if they're interested in both or one or the other. We would also have them do record checks on any member of the household who is 14 years of age or older. Fingerprints on any age, any person in the household 18 years of age or older. Once those are processed, then the family is referred to a training session called PSMAP, and it's a 30-hour training session. It's 3 hours, 10 weeks, and where the family is going to go through an intense process to learn about how to manage the behaviors that kids are going to come into, how to work with birth parents, how to assess impact on your own family and your extended family and your community, all those kind of things. At the same time that that's going on, a home study worker is assigned to the family, so they come alongside them and do the home study at that time, which would include a minimum of 2, more likely 3 home visits. We want to talk to every member of the family because, as I said, it does impact. We're going to do an inspection of the house to make sure they have safety, like smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and a fire extinguisher in the room for children. The goal is then, as soon as the class is done, the studies can be submitted to DHS for final approval, and then families are off and running. And I am not joking when I say we are literally having the ink dry on some license as DHS workers are driving kids out to homes because we're identifying families early that might be able to take a potential placement. So families need to be ready once they get their license that, you know, a child could come very quickly to their home.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bambi Schrader from Iowa KidsNet. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.